Hi, my name is Hans Peter Meyer, and I'm the host of the Men's Work Podcast, where you'll find interviews with men and with women. You'll find yoga classes, you'll find reflections, you'll find a lot of material to hopefully help you move through the tests that life has handed you: end of marriage, loss of job, marital relationship stress, fatherhood, just being overwhelmed. It's a lot. So listen, if you need to talk, I've got no charge mini coaching sessions at menswork.ca. Enjoy the show. Bring your attention to how you're seated, to your spine. So if you're sitting cross-legged, then that's great. Making sure that your sit bones are relaxed, almost creating a sense of a soft bottom, that your sit bone areas, your perineum, your anus, your sex organs, your navel, that whole lower triangle is open and receptive and held by the energy below you, basically by gravity, the magnetic energy of the earth. And then as you breathe, lifting your spine up out of that pelvis, tucking your chin in slightly, which will lift your chest and open that a little bit. Rolling your shoulders back gently. Everything you're doing now, you're just breathing easily and just relaxing, but really tuning your posture so that you have this beautiful straight line from the crown of your head all the way down through your body, your heart, your belly, your sex, your anus, down through into the ground. Your hands are either open or in Gyan Mudra. So Gyan Mudra, you're bringing your Jupiter finger, that's your index finger, and your thumb, which is your represents your ego, bringing them together, and that creates an energy that closes an energy circuit in your body and helps your body to integrate what you're experiencing as with the wisdom and the knowledge of your body. And now you either put those face up to receive in your lap or on your knees, or you place them face down to ground. And just take a moment and feel what feels right for now. Feel into, are you wanting to ground more, or are you wanting to receive? And there's no right or wrong answer, except as your body feels it. Just take a few long and slow deep breaths, really paying attention to your spine. Feel yourself relaxing into that posture. And throughout the practice, whenever you are sitting, and later on you'll be standing, even when you're standing, just remember how good it feels to have this aligned posture. It's the easiest way for the energy to move through your body, certainly the easiest way for spinal fluid and for the electrical impulses of your nervous system to travel up and down your spine. Softening the front of your body. So even right here, you've created a beautiful structure for yourself. And if you were to sit like this and just gently breathe, and even with your eyes open and just with a soft focus, just notice what's going on all around you, you start to create that space, that magnetic space that attracts whatever is out there for you right now.
might be something beautiful to look at. It might be something you hear or smell. It might be the temperature of the air, the breath of wind. Now, bringing your hands together in front of your heart center, you're going to wake up the energy channels in your hand, wake up the nerve endings in your hand, rubbing them vigorously, and then just pressing your thumbs gently into your heart center, and you're pressing your palms gently together. So now what you've done is you've created some energy, just even the on a very basic level, the energy that happens with friction. And you might even feel that in your hands right now. And you're connecting that with your heart center, which is a powerful, not only an energetic center, but it's one of the three brains in your body. So the head brain, the gut brain, the heart brain. And most of us, we often feel sensitivity in our heart and even in our guts. But we haven't learned how to nurture that or develop that. And we haven't learned how to connect that with our gut and with our head brain. So keep that in mind as you practice today. But right now we're just going to do a very simple mantra, the Adi Mantra it's called. Ong Namo Guru Dev Namo. It basically means I bow to the teacher within. So whatever we're doing, whether we're in practice or whether we're in life, whether we're sitting at the feet of a master or whether we're spending time with a child, the real learning that happens comes from us, our willingness to learn. So with this mantra, we're basically bowing to the teacher within that helps us to receive what's being offered. So take a deep breath in. And exhale. And then take a deep breath in to either begin or to listen. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. A deep breath in and hold that breath and just let yourself feel the echoes of that vibration in your body. And then relax your hands back down to your however they were. Maybe now you feel like you want to change your hand position. Again, just notice that. And breathing gently. Notice what thoughts or what feelings come up. They don't have to mean anything. You don't have to do anything. For the next half hour or so, you're just going to be guided by me through a series of exercises. There's nothing you have to do. You don't even have to do what I ask you to do. But that's the only thing that I ask you to do is to pay attention to what I'm saying. And if you're moved to do what I ask, then to do it with full attention. So our first posture is going to be Ego Eradicator. This is a really popular idea that we can eradicate the ego, but in fact we need our ego. It helps us attach to this earth, to people, to things. And while we don't want to be driven by that ego, we definitely need some of that texture in our lives. So as much as we're going to be doing Ego Eradicator, it's basically an impossible task in this life. We're going to be doing Breath of Fire. So if you haven't done Breath of Fire before, you can practice, you can get a sense of it like this. Just stick your tongue out and pant like a dog. Pumping with your navel. Now, I'm panting or pumping or breathing fairly rapidly. You may be more comfortable for you to go at a different pace. Again, listen to your body and let your body be the voice of wisdom here. Now, you're not going to be panting open mouth. You're going to be panting with your closed mouth. So instead of panting with your tongue hanging out, you're going to be panting, you're going to be breathing quickly through your nose. Again, pumping with your navel. And the arm posture and the hand posture, with your hands, you're going to stretch your hands out. Then you're going to curl your fingers in so they're pressing into the palm, the base of your fingers, and curling them into fists. Your thumbs are extended. Your arms are going to be extended at 60 degrees. And I will keep reminding you about 60 degrees. You're going to have your elbows extended. Your thumbs are now plugged into the earth. Your eyes are going to be closed, focused on the brow point. Now, you want to do this so that you actually feel some discomfort around the edges of your eyes. That lets you know that you're stimulating the pituitary gland, which is the master gland in your nervous system. And taking a few slow, deep breaths to get comfortable with that, with this position. Begin the breath. You're pumping with your navel. Imagine that you're pumping up from the base of your spine, up through your heart, up through your arms, up into your thumbs, and up into the sky. Again, your eyes are closed, focused on that brow point. Feeling the air moving in and out, equal amounts of in and out. But all you have to do is focus on the exhalation. The inhalation will be automatic. And again, find the inhalation or the rate, the rhythm that works for you. And if you find yourself at any point needing to slow the breath down or to catch your breath, which means you're not breathing evenly, just breathe normally for a couple of breath cycles and then come back to it. Imagine those thumbs plugged into the heavens. Your sit bones, your seat, that lower triangle is open to receive, and with your navel you are pumping energy up from beneath you, through you, up through your heart, through your throat, up through your arms, into your thumbs. You're pumping energy up the front of your face and through your third eye and up through your crown. It's as if you have these three points connecting to the heavens, the crown of your head and your two thumbs. And as you're pumping the energy through you, you're also bringing oxygen into your body. You're also bringing prana, the life force. And your navel pumping is stirring up the, in the Kundalini yoga and in other yoga traditions, the image of the coiled serpent of Shakti energy that lies at the base of your spine. You're stirring that up and bringing some of your own energy up as you pump the energy, the prana, through your body. Keep your eye focused on that third eye. Make it really intense. As well as stimulating your pituitary gland, you're also stimulating that frontal lobe. You're stimulating your intuitive capacity associated with that third eye. All of these are subtle stimulations, even though right now your body feels like it's working hard, your navel feels like it's working hard, your arms feel like they're working hard. The real work is very subtle. And it has to do with resetting your nervous system. It has to do with deepening you. And with your arms at 60 degrees, your elbows extended, your hands and your fists and your thumbs extended into the heavens, you're also opening up that chest, opening up the heart center. This is a very powerful, powerful exercise for the lower triangle, but also connecting it to the heart. And by now you may be starting to feel some pain across your shoulders, or just this desire to be done with this. Know that that will pass. If you're feeling a pain that is more than just your mind telling you to stop, and know the difference. Know the difference between the discomfort that your mind creates when it wants a change and the discomfort that is your body saying, this must stop. These are two very different experiences, and most of us aren't trained to know the difference. So as you feel the pain in your body, across your shoulders, in your arms, wherever you feel it, just check in. Is this the pain that tells you to stop, or is it the pain that says, no, I can go through this? And if you do need to stop, then gently lower your arms. take two or three slow breath cycles and come back. You've got a minute and a half left now. Imagine as you're pumping this energy through your body, imagine how big your heart is feeling right now. And not only are you bringing prana into your own body, but you're also capable of pressing your energy out into the world. So imagine your heart big and strong and pushing out into the space that you're in. Imagine it pushing beyond the space that you're in. Imagine that your heart right now is connected to those you love, those who need your strong, devoted, powerful heart. And as you pump the energy through your body, imagine yourself pressing that energy out into them. It could be a woman, a lover, could be a man you're very close to, could be one of your parents, an elder, a child. Imagine this one person or this group of people in turn, and as you pump, press your heart into them. Because you are that big. So keep pumping and pressing your heart into these other hearts. And then bring your arms up beside your ears, reaching up and extending your fingers now, reaching up as high as you can, still sitting, but reaching completely out of your pelvis, out of your shoulders. And then gently, 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 slowly, so slow, bring your arms, your fingers extended into a huge arc around you. And maybe you feel a lot of energy in your fingertips or in your hands. Maybe you feel your heart with some kind of an ache. Maybe you feel nothing at all. That's fine. Try and feel the air that you're moving through. Try and make it so slow that you're actually feeling your hands moving through the molecules, until you bring them down to touch the floor or the earth beside you, breathing gently, soft and slow. And taking 3 minutes now to just gently breathe. Your eyes are now closed but relaxed. Your hands are held back to your lap or your knees. In Gyan Mudra, notice whether they want to be facing up or want to be facing down. Finding your natural, relaxed breath rhythm. Attending to your spine, your posture. And noticing what you feel. Maybe it's something as mundane as sweat dripping down your face or your back, or just how good it feels to not have your arms in the air. Relaxing your belly, relaxing the front of your heart, your throat. Becoming so still. Take a deep breath in and hold that breath. And as you hold the breath, let your bottom again, the lower triangle, let it all soften you, starting from your belly, your sex organs, your anus, just letting that all soften as you hold the breath. And exhaling very slowly now through your nose, pulling up on your anus, your sex organs, and your navel, pulling up, up, tightening that, as if, again, as if you're drawing up from the earth as you exhale. Take a long, slow exhale, as long and slow as you can. And then as you inhale, reverse the process, starting to relax all those muscles, relax your belly, making it big and round and soft. Letting your genitals become soft and dropping. Letting your anus, your perineum become soft. And with your belly full now, using the muscles on the sides of your chest, and the sides of your heart, kind of squeezing down as if you're pushing the root of your heart, the pointier part of your heart, down through this soft lower triangle now, pushing it down into the earth, your belly full. And as you exhale, reversing the process, so now again, you tighten your anus, your sex organs, your navel, squeezing the energy up through your body, up through your spine, through your heart, up through your throat, up the back of your neck, up to your crown, squeezing yourself so empty that you almost lose control. There's no more breath left. And then inhaling and relaxing everything. And again, just notice how your body feels. Notice what thoughts may be coming or not. What feelings may be coming or not. And then bring yourself to lying down on your back. Your Your legs are extended. Your arms are resting by your sides. Lengthen the back of your neck. And now lift up your chest, your head, and your arms off the ground and draw your chin in. Now to point your fingers and gaze at your toes, you're gonna lift your toes off the ground. So your shoulders are only off the ground like 3 or 4 or 6 inches. Your feet are off the ground 3 to 4 to 6 inches. And you're going to start doing breath of fire. You're going to be staring at your pointed feet. Your fingers are lifted. Your hands are lifted just beside your hips. Doing breath of fire. Now, it's going to be hard to do breath of fire for any length of time this way. So moderate how you do it. You may move to a much slower breath of fire. And you're not going to be here forever. But unless you're somebody who's got very strong core, this could be a challenging exercise. But you can do something for 3 minutes that you couldn't do for 5. Or 6 or 10. Your legs are stretched, extended, your toes are pointed, your fingers are pointed, your hands are facing each other beside your sacral chakra. Sometimes people feel the energy moving between their hands and the sacral chakra at this point. Pumping that navel as best as you can. And if you're feeling like you can't do it anymore, again, is this your body saying you shouldn't do this, or is this your mind saying, I don't want to do this? And if it's your body saying you shouldn't do this, then bring your knees to your chest. Take a few breaths and then extend them. And you might want to put your hands beneath your buttocks to give that lower back some more support. But if it's just your mind saying, I don't want to do this, well, then you have a decision to make. And you've got 30 seconds left here. So finish strong. Pumping that navel as best as you can, keeping your feet off the ground extended. Now take a deep breath and maintain the posture. Hold the posture, hold the breath, and now gently, gently, gently relax the posture and relax the breath. Bringing yourself down to the ground. For a 1 minute rest. Breathing slow. Feeling your belly rise, your belly fall. Bringing all of your attention now onto this navel center that you worked really hard. So the navel chakra, which you worked when you were doing the ego eradicator, and which you've just worked, it's strenuously. It's all about your willpower, your determination. Now wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, rotating your hands at the wrists and your feet at the ankles. Bringing your knees to your chest, rocking from side to side a few times to massage that lower back. And then rocking yourself forward and back, and then bringing yourself up, and bring yourself to standing. Now, I had asked for you to have a mirror, a full-length mirror preferably, or some way of seeing your reflection. And if you've got that, now is a good time to stand in front of that. If you don't have that, then just stand where you are. Your legs apart, about hip width. I recently read a great quote. It said, it's not about feeling all your feelings without being grounded, because then you're just potentially re-traumatizing yourself if you've already experienced trauma, and most of us have, which is why we don't want to feel our feelings. This writer was talking about feeting your feelings. So right now, whether your feet are barefoot or in shoes, just feel the ground below you. Let your feet really connect to that ground. So your feet are active, your toes are connecting to the earth below you. They're pointed to the front. Your hips are square to the front. Roll your shoulders back gently. Tuck your chin again, lifting your chest, opening up that rib cage. Your arms are relaxed, hanging beside you. Your palms and fingers are relaxed, hanging down. Your spine is lifted from the base, it's long. The front of your body is soft. You're engaging your quadriceps and you're pulling up on your kneecaps. And you're going to feel a tightening in your glutes, in your butt, a tightening in your core, and in your back. So just take a moment here and set up this posture. Your navel slightly pulled in. And your eyes are focused on the man in front of you. So notice his posture. Notice his shoulders, notice his chest, notice his belly, notice his chin, notice his eyes. And look into his left eye. And looking into his left eye, notice his breath. And see if you can catch his breath. See if you can match his breath. Now, I know it's your own breath you're matching, but this is your practice to notice your own breath and then to match it and to start breathing that image of yourself. Long and deep, slowing. Imagine that's another person in front of you, another man, and you're matching his breath, and then you're leading him by slowing his breath longer and deeper, all the while paying attention to your posture. Your knees are lifted, your glutes, your quadriceps are engaged, your glutes are engaged, your navel's engaged, your lower back is engaged, your shoulders are soft, your chest is lifted, your arms are relaxed, your chin is tucked. In many ways, this is the basic masculine posture. If you can master this in every situation and feel relaxed in this, this is the posture of your power. This is the posture of your presence. Now I'm going to be playing a mantra. And this is a Ganesha mantra. It's very simple, and you may choose to chant along, allowing the vibrations to move through your body that way. The words are very simple. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And the very loose translation of this Ganesha mantra. Om, salutation. Everyone, wake up. Gam, the secret power sound of Ganesh. It is his seed syllable or bij mantra. Ganapataye, another name of Ganesh, the breaker of obstacles, but also the god of the Muladhara, the root chakra. Namaha. Ya, Ganesh, you the god. So this mantra is basically inviting your body to awaken to how rooted and how stable it is. So again, attend to your posture. It should be fairly comfortable, although after a while, maintaining any kind of posture and any kind of structure is exhausting. And bear that in mind when you deal with the world or with the feminine in your world, specifically as women, as children, as your work, as other demands. And this posture is a great one for showing you how little you need to do to actually bring your presence, the power of your presence into a situation, how much it's needed and how much effort it takes to actually sustain it.
Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om 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 gam ganapataye namaha 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 om gam ganapataye namaha.
Now bring your hands up to your from your chest again, rubbing them gently. Pressing them together, pressing the thumbs gently into your heart center. We're just going to do a long ong, so not not om, but ong, and really let the vibration travel through your body, and then we'll follow that with a long sat nam. So ong is a way to connect with the vibrations of yourself, but also the vibrations of the world around you, and sat nam is a very short mantra. It's called the seed mantra or bij mantra. That basically says, truth is my identity. So again, we started by bowing to the teacher within, and we're acknowledging that again, that the truth of who we are is already in us. Take a deep breath in. Relax the breath. And then take a deep breath in to begin. Om. So. Just bow to yourself for this practice and your commitment to doing this practice and doing this work. Acknowledging that you're one of the few men on this planet who is taking time to look inward. Acknowledge yourself as a teacher, acknowledge your role as a leader, not to command people, but to inspire and to be that magnet that draws others who are needing your stability, your heart, your compassion, your devotion to walking the path of love. And while you may not feel the confidence to step into that role as teacher or leader, you already are walking that path.